Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Daniel, yesterday you had a chance to talk to a guy that we are fortunate to still have with us, the head coach at Incarnate Word, Dan Rolfes.
Yeah, and Dan reached out to me because so many have been reaching out to him, whether it be on a personal level or in the media, and he wanted to make sure and get the word out on his status. So he is the head coach at Incarnate Word, the women's team, and they are second to none. They are one of the best teams and best programs in the history of high school basketball. He was coaching in the state championship games. He suffered a heart attack, went into a coma, and literally his life was touch and go, and so many across the country have wanted to know his current status, and these are his first public comments since that incident.
All things considered, I'm doing well.
Well, you sound great. You sound strong. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I'm getting stronger every day. Just going through a lot of rehab and some dialysis, and I'm moving around and I'm trying to, kind of the mindset that I'm in, just trying to do more than I did yesterday.
Tell me a little bit, for fans that listen to this and they don't know the full extent of what you went through, can you describe, starting from the day that it happened to what you went through?
Yeah, for one, I don't remember anything that whole day, even in the morning before. So everything that I'm telling you is what, my wife Lisa has told me. It's just crazy. I guess that's how the brain works, to shut a trauma out. But after the semifinal game, which again, I don't remember one bit of it, I wasn't feeling right. And my wife, Lisa's a nurse, and she said, let's get in the car. We'll go to the ER. We got in the car. We went about 20 feet. And then that's when I had my heart attack. So Lisa and my daughter dragged me out of the car. She started CPR, called 911. And Lisa's, really saved my life by starting the CPR that fast. Paramedics got there, brought me to Missouri, University of Missouri Hospital. They worked on me for over an hour and said, just shocked me 27 times. And they just kept working and working and working, and finally got me back. Just kind of crazy.
It really is. What are the emotions for you when you speak about what your daughter was able to do for you?
Yeah, and it's just, honestly, it makes me sad that she had to witness that. But at least, I just think that I'm glad to be here for her to witness me being alive and us to carry on. And, it was my daughter, Kate, who, I was my sidekick for forever. I drug her to every single basketball game. And because she's my youngest and other kids had stuff going on. So she was, my basketball girl, and, coached her for 4 years at Incarnate. And just, I hate to see her see me like that.
I would imagine, though, if you asked her, she'd probably say, I'm so happy that I was there to do this for my dad. And I'm assuming that's what you've gotten from her.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the result turned out in a positive way. So if it was the opposite, I'm not sure how great that would have been.
One of the reasons we wanted to do this interview, and you had contacted me about this, was you wanted to get the word out that, hey, I'm healthy, my mental capacities are 100%, I'm on the mend, and I'm feeling good. And that's why we wanted to do this, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I know, we had a carrying bridge to try and keep people updated on what was going on. But at the same time, we just wanted some family privacy. But what that did was, just have everybody speculate that, you know, I had brain damage and, you know, my functioning wasn't great. So, I just heard so many rumors out there of my condition. So, you know, I'm never the smartest person in the world, and never was, but I'm back to where I was before this. I fully intend to coach again next year and hopefully get back on the court sometime this summer. It's just more of a physical, you know, I'm just going through PT and cardiac rehab, and I just got to get my body to where it's conditioned to be able to, you know, to work again and coach.
Is that your motivation, Dan? I mean, outside of some of the obvious things, but getting on a sideline and coaching kids and mentoring many of these kids?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what everybody keeps asking. Do you want to coach? Do you think you want to do this again? And I'm like, absolutely. I mean, that's what I do. And it's not, the coaching is not the reason I had a heart attack. You know, most of it's hereditary. My motivation is absolutely to get back on the court. And, you know, I love my team at Incarnate, and, you know, I love doing our Knights Basketball Academy and working with the young kids. And I couldn't see myself doing anything else.
Oh, by the way, Dan, congratulations on your state title. There is some positive things going on here.
Yeah, no doubt. So, it's just super proud of our Incarnate girls that they kind of rocked their world, and it's just, you know, it's just super proud of them. I know that was hard for them, but they, you know, they got the job done.
What's your day to day like physically to get back on the sidelines? What do you have to do?
So, and you know, first I've got to sleep better. I just, and you know, sleep just determines your whole day. So I've been having a hard time sleeping. Just, I've still have a lot of fluid on my body, and it's hard to sleep. You know, I have in-home rehab. You know, they'll either come to here to do some rehab, or I do it on my own. I have dialysis, and that's really kind of what's been the issue right now, is my kidneys are not working properly. So I've got dialysis 3 days a week. So I'm doing that. And then, you know, I'm just trying to walk. So I know it sounds crazy, but I'm just trying to walk three to four times a day, you know, for 5 to 10 minutes. I just walk down the street and back. I mean, my neighbors probably think I'm crazy, but, but you know, I'm so glad it's getting nice out. But just trying to walk and get back to a little bit of, you know, physically back to normal.
Dan, has this opened up a community of people that you never thought that you maybe talking to or inspiring because of the things that you have gone through and then what you're doing to get back right now?
You know, I don't know if I'm inspiring anybody, but I've had quite a few people reach out that had something similar or espoused something similar that I know that I didn't know happened to them. So, but you know, what's been the neatest thing for me is just to see how many people have reached out, you know, via social media or text or in, you know, mail, email. It just, how many people followed. And I think there was like 45,000 people watching the Caring Bridge. So, you know, I just look at myself as I'm a girls basketball coach, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can. And, but obviously there's been a lot of people who have followed us, and I guess I just don't realize how far, you know, the tentacles reach.
What would you say to those people? You can't respond to everybody. And some people, you probably don't even know who they are, but they reached out various ways, as you mentioned. What would you say to those people?
Yeah, no, I'm just, thank you very much for the support and the prayers and everything that, you know, they've shown to me and to my family. You're right. I can't reach out to everybody. I didn't even turn my phone on until last week. And I had, you know, like 600 texts, which, you know, so many people, I appreciate it. But I'll never be able to reach out to everybody who sent a kind word or a letter or just said a prayer for me. So if this gets out to them, I just want to thank them, and it's greatly appreciated. And keep the prayers coming, because it's not over yet.
How has it changed, and this is an obvious question in one way, how it's changed your life, but how is it also, and you were a guy full of life, full of zest in how you coach and how you approach with people and how you deal with people, but how has it changed at all, if at all, for Dan Rolfes?
I think you just take a lot of things for granted. You know, you just take for granted you're going to, you know, coach a game, and then you're going to go home and watch film and then coach the state championship game. And then after that, you're going to move on to, you know, to the springtime. And you just take so many things for granted. And it's hard to say, but you can't take anything for granted. And you just have to appreciate, you know, every day. And honestly, Dan, every day I wake up, I thank God that I woke up.
Another thing I wanted to ask you is, the medical team, I'm sure you have just incredible thoughts towards them and how they handled your situation.
The people at Mizzou were great. And the craziest thing is the nurses literally text my wife, Lisa, today just to ask how we were doing. And the nurses were fantastic. And obviously the doctors did a remarkable job. They worked on me for almost 2 days, you know, 2 days after this all happened. I coded again, and they had to shock me again. You know, obviously some amazing doctors there. And then, you know, moving to Barnes, we just needed to get closer, and I needed to get a better kidney doctor here to take care of, you know, what was going on. So, and the doctors at Barnes were fantastic. And it just so happens one of my first ever friend, my neighbor, Lisa Kester, you know, works at Barnes and works in that department, and literally we were friends of 2 years old, and you know, she's a nurse practitioner, has helped me just tremendously, and comes to my dialysis and just is on my side. So she's been huge.
You mentioned you want to come back coaching. What does your family think about that? And also the medical team that's with you, what do they feel about that? Is that a carrot that they want you to go for? Or are they like, Dan, you may want to sit a few out?
No, I mean, they know it's what I do. I would drive them crazy if I was home and not coaching. As long as I'm physically able to, they fully support. And there was honestly never any doubt that I was going to go back to coaching. So if I wasn't coaching, I'd drive them crazy.
You sound upbeat, Dan. You sound great. Do you feel that way when you do things like this?
Yeah, no, it's great to talk to you and, you know, 28 days in the hospital and then, you know, pretty restricted at home. You know, I, you know, initially wasn't very receptive to visitors, but then now, you know, the people are coming. And then, you know, yesterday we were able to get out and to do something with the, you know, extended family, you know, and talking to you, it's just so nice to just have some sort of normalcy.
You mentioned that at times you can take things for granted, and I'll wrap it up with this. What do you reflect on that you say, I'm never going to take that for granted again?
I'm never going to take waking up every single day for granted again, and seeing my family and, you know, my wife, Lisa, who's been a rock, she's spent every single night with me in the hospital. You know, a lot of times you take your family and, you know, a lot of things for granted. And I will never take a day, you know, me waking up and a day with them for granted ever again.
Dan, God bless you, man. Thank you so much for everything you've done for high school sports and will continue to do. And, you know, we'll be watching, and we want you to get back on that sideline as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, thanks, Dan, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Class act, that's Dan Rolfes, and we appreciate the time that you listeners gave us to make sure and give the word out there to not only high school basketball fans, but just our community. He's meant so much to the St. Louis community. They won the state title. They have won 131 straight, and amazingly, guys. He wants to get back on the sidelines, which is just incredible. And real very quickly, my kids played for Dan Rolfes in the Knights program. He runs an incredible basketball program with a lot of former players and whatnot, and they get great teaching and coaching from him. And he said he expects to be back out there this summer, which is just great news for Dan and his family.
I'm sure he wants to, is the biggest thing. And just listening to that interview, I mean, how do you not get emotional listening to that? I just get emotional thinking about the fact that he is able to come back and get back to doing what he loves.
Yeah, and another great lesson for everybody that's listening. If you have chest pain,
yeah,
go to a doctor and get to an ER and get it looked at, because Dan, he wasn't thinking about it. Fortunately, his daughter was there, his wife was there, but he's coaching a game, he's talking to the media, and you know, he felt something, but he didn't know it was that serious. And you never know when it's that serious, and that's why you need to make sure that you don't try to power through something like that.
I don't know about you guys. I was floored when I asked him, are you going to coach again? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a bothersome guy at home, so I'm going to drive everybody crazy. I already am, and I'm getting back on the sidelines, which is just great news for basketball fans.
Yeah.
And I know that his family, as he said, the University of Missouri Hospital was incredible,
yes,
and they're very thankful.
And he mentioned the doctors here with what he's dealing with, mm-hmm, with his kidneys, and he said they just have been exceptional. The care that he's gotten has been exceptional, so kudos to the medical field here in St. Louis.